Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome back to another weekly installment of Triple Chalice Chair Presents the Midweek Reading. I am your host for the evening, Rowan Nix. Now, I've already gone ahead and shuffled my cards, so I'm going to go ahead and lay it out in a new spread that I want to try called the Angel Spread. I was actually given this spread by a friend of mine who does purely angel readings with an oracle deck, which I've never tried to use before. I've always found that the tarot is best suited for me, so that's what I'm going to be doing today to interpret it in a tarot fashion, if you will. So let's go ahead and get started. So the first card up is the Lovers, and this position represents past influences in a present significator situation. So this can be a relationship going forward, maybe a strength that you took from a past relationship, or that whole Venusian love energy that you may be taking into a present situation. This could be a call to being more loving. This could be a call to keeping your heart chakra open and being more accepting of different races, different people that you may not be accustomed to. Or you may have even had a lover that taught you how to be stronger in your present circumstance. The card that's coming up immediately with this, which represents the situation, the present that you're taking into the future, is the Nine of Swords. Now, the Nine of Swords represents the last trial going forward. It's about a set of circumstances that maybe haven't been favorable. So maybe you're just coming out of a relationship and you're going into the world and you're just sort of done with everything that it represented to you, and you're eager to move on and move forward, which is very much in keeping with the Nine of Swords. This card is also saying not to be too jaded. Not everything in life will hurt you. Not everyone in life will hurt you. There will be good people that you'll come across in your day-to-day that you maybe never thought of meeting before. So definitely don't give up on love in that instance. All right, the next card, which represents the where are you coming from. This is purely the past. And this is the Ace of Wands. So this is telling me that who this reading is for is a very positive person at their heart. Maybe you've gone through a set of circumstances, but the Ace of Wands definitely senses to me that you're a passionate person. You're somebody that's illuminated. You're somebody that likes to think about things and see things in maybe a different way. You're a very creative person as well. The Wands are all about creativity, making something out of nothing. So I definitely don't see that you're going to be in the dark for too long in regards to this spread, purely because of that reason alone. A lot of the times when we are in the dark, it's easy to think, oh, we'll never get out. We're going to be stuck in this rut, this depression, this whatever forever. But it's not the case. And this card is definitely indicating to me that you are a survivor, that you're someone that is well accustomed to coming into things with nothing and leaving with everything. So definitely don't lose that spark is what your past is telling you. You know, you have that strength within you. All right, the fourth card is where you're going. This is the future indicator card, your significator. And it is the Ten of Swords, which says that you're headed for either a breakup or a dismissal from the situation, and you're ready to begin again elsewhere. You know, this is taking yourself out of this terrible, terrible situation. The Ten of Swords is not a pleasant card to get, but it does have a positive outlook, I want to say. It's about looking to the horizon, looking to the dawn, looking to the new things that you have coming into your life, because they aren't all bad. They aren't all going to be terrible. Like I said, you have to rely on your past strength and what you know you can do versus your fears of what might happen. All right. Now, this is the fifth card, which represents your spiritual tendencies. And this is another love card. So this is a card that's the Ten of Cups. I like to call it the Happily Ever After card. So it seems as though you might be the kind of person that either is in relationships a lot, or you kind of tend to get into relationships and give it your all, and you really find solace and spirituality in a relationship, which is a beautiful thing, I can tell you, but not everybody is going to be on that wavelength and on that level. So what I will tell you is to be careful who you enter into a relationship with. Someone may seem right at the start that is not right for you. There are a lot of energy vampires in this world. There's a lot of people that just want to take and take and take and take and take, you know, not just your money, not just your attention, not just your time, but really your aura and your cosmic energy that you're carrying with you, your chi. Especially if you are a very sensitive person and a very illuminated person, like I said before, you're going to attract these people like moths to a flame. They're going to be like leeches all over you. So you really have to vet out who's bad for you, who's good for you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, notice who's there for you. Not when you're being generous, not when you're being loving. Someone who's there and wants to check up on you and caretake you and really make sure that you're in a good place. Because it's so easy, you know, to have a wolf that's hiding in plain sight or a wolf in sheep's clothing, you know. Something I like to do, because I'm also a very generous and spiritual person as well, I tend to come to a person with a problem to see how they might solve it. And if they approach it in a very selfish or self-centered way, I kind of know where I stand with them. Whereas if they're more selfless with it, or if they have more options, you know, where they kind of put themselves out on the line, I can really tell that that's the kind of person that they are. So just, you know, it's little things like that, little techniques that you can do to definitely learn how to better yourself. Okay, so the sixth card, which represents the actualization of where you're going and everything, is the Tower. So this is about breaking down past structures. This is about getting rid of what doesn't serve you. It's a dissolution of a system of ideals that you maybe have had in place. And that could be being overly generous with people, giving too much, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that isn't working for you in this case. The Tower is definitely saying that you need to let go of those negative behaviors that you may not even think are negative at first. You know, you may think that, you know, love and all of that is a wonderful thing, and it is, but it can also be very overbearing. It can be very, it can make you vulnerable to attacks that you're not previously aware of, and it can really bring you down depending on who you're in love with. So I'm definitely against the idea of love for love's sake. I think you have to choose wisely in this world. That's just my approach to things. That's just how I've reacted to things before. You know, people can be definitely cruel and definitely nefarious and malicious and selfish all in one. So you really need to get rid of that idea of putting everybody else's needs before your own, being overly generous in love, because it can really come back to bite you. The next card, which are your worldly tendencies, which is how you react in the world. And this is the Eight of Swords. And the Eight of Swords represents being bound up. So what I get from this card and in this reading is definitely I get somebody that kind of cares what other people think too much, maybe lets what other people think of them to be the overriding factor in their life. This is definitely an almost watery energy. I want to say maybe a Piscean, or maybe a Cancerian, somebody that really wants to please everybody, somebody that's really loving and really generous, but often has that as a tool that's used against them. You know, don't worry about what other people have to say about you. You know, the ones that mind don't matter, and the ones that matter don't mind. It's definitely something that you can't just sign off on. You know, when you take someone's opinion into consideration, you know, you're taking that onto your auric field, you're making it your responsibility. And really, it's not. What other people think of you doesn't make any bit of difference unless they're signing your bills or you're going to bed with them at night. Those are the only two times that you need to worry about what they think of you. So, and again, I go back to choose wisely, because the people that are going to be good for you are not going to be giving you those purely negative criticisms that are just going to deride you, weaken your spirit, and really zap the life out of you. So the next card, which is how to actualize your worldly tendencies. This is about reforming your worldly tendencies to being more spiritually evolved, and also what the spirits have to say about it. This is the advice card. And this is the Page of Pentacles. And this card is all about approaching things with a sense of optimism, with a sense of growth. You know, you want to think about like you're planting a seed, right? So you want to think, is this soil good for my seed? Is this crop a good crop. You know, you really have to be a little bit more analytical and a little less emotional. You know, the earth signs are very grounded. They're often too grounded. And it's telling you that you need to pull from that strength. So I definitely think that this whole spread is about a water sign. You need to pull from that strength. You need to pull from that fortitude of the Page of Pentacles, but still keep your, you know, the optimism and the hope for a better tomorrow. You know, you want to hope for a garden growing in Eden and not a barren wasteland where nothing grows, nothing feeds except the vultures. So that's what this card is really saying. And it's, again, I'm going to tell you again, pick your friends wisely, plant the seed, because then if you do, it'll manifest in such a beautiful way that you won't even know what hits you, you know, and all of this negativity that you're going through right now will seem like a distant dream. All right, the next card are your inner feelings. And the inner feelings is the King of Wands. Now, the King of Wands is somebody that's an immensely creative individual, somebody that knows their power, knows their authority, knows how to execute it in such a way. And you really feel that people follow you, which is a wonderful thing. But again, I'm going to go back to don't let it monopolize you. You know, your inner emotions are telling you that you need to rule. Your inner emotions are telling you that you need to not let the rabble get in the way or not let these people have dominion over your life, because like the card is saying, you're a king. Own it. Own yourself. Own your creativity. Own your passion, because it's beautiful. And the right people are going to see that and want to be a part of it. You know, the king also, especially the King of Wands, has this magnetism about them that everybody just wants to be around. You know, they're charismatic, they're jovial, they're the light of the party. So definitely let that be your guiding force and your guiding nature. Don't fight your inner nature because people can't hang or people can't take it, because they'll definitely adapt to it. The eighth card, which is the actualization of those inner emotions, is the Two of Wands. Now, this is talking about new endeavors, adventures. Maybe it's telling you that you need to venture out more. I'm not sure if the person this is for is a recluse or somebody who's more of a homebody. Maybe being in this relationship has made you more of a homebody, but your inner nature is telling you to get out there. You need to be around people. You need to put yourself out there, and you need to really draw your tribe to you. You need to gather your friends. You need to gather your allies and your strengths and go out in the world so that you can draw more like-minded people to you. Again, I want to go back to the Page of Pentacles, which is telling you to, you know, really think about building, really think about what something could be, that whole sense of limitless possibility and magnetism that you naturally have within you. So definitely consider that when you're going out, when you're making new friends, when you're enticing prospects come your way, or maybe you're thinking of traveling, et cetera, like definitely do it because the spread is telling you that. The eighth card is your environment. This is the world at large, how it affects you and how you feel about it. And this is the Queen of Swords. So the Queen of Swords is saying that you may have some fears about the world at large. You may be a little suspicious or fear betrayal or paranoia. The Queen of Swords is somebody that does not like to give control up readily. They can be very defensive, very possessive. I have been compared to the Queen of Swords a time or two, so I know what I'm talking about. But it's also saying that if this is your view of the world, it's not accurate. All right, then the next card is going to be the qualities that you have to overcome, which is the King of Swords, which is being too high-handed or too in your own feelings about it. And the final outcome is the Page of Swords, which is, again, talking about lying and deception. So you really want to make sure that you have the strength to cut out the right people in your life. I'm Rowan, and thank you so much for listening in tonight. I hope this helps. Have a great night.